Hello, I'm David James. Would you like to improve your English, build a powerful vocabulary, speak English with real confidence? I can help you. Go right now to goodenglish.online and sign up for my free online course. Today, let's look at words beginning with the prefix D. The prefix D means away, from, down. It's added to a word to convey a meaning of remove, reduce. Deprive, meaning to take something away. In the picture, we see a cage with the hand of an animal holding the wire. The sentence example reads, "Many people believe it's cruel to deprive an animal of its freedom." Next, denuded, meaning without the usual covering, made bare. The picture shows a number of trees without any leaves. The sentence example reads, "As winter approached, the trees became completely denuded." The next example is decay, meaning to rot or break down, to fall into ruin. The picture shows an old house in amongst trees, in a state of disrepair and ruin. The sentence example reads, "We came across an old house which had started to decay." Next, debunk, meaning to expose or uncover as false, to prove something is wrong. The picture shows a cigarette in an ashtray. The sentence example reads, "In recent years, the idea that cigarette smoking is harmless has been completely debunked." The next word is defend, meaning to keep the enemy away, to protect against a challenge or attack. The picture shows two horses, stallions, facing each other head to head. The sentence example reads, "Two stallions prepare to defend their territory." Finally, there's the word detox, meaning a treatment to remove poisonous substances from the body. The picture shows a slice of fresh lemon in drinking water. The sentence example reads, "If you need to detox, start each day by drinking lemon water." So remember, the prefix D means away, from, down. Words beginning with D often contain the idea of something removed or reduced. Did this video increase your knowledge? Share it now and add value to someone's day. Click the share button below. This is David James helping you to speak English with confidence. As a quick reminder, be sure to sign up for my free online course. Go to goodenglish.online right now.